The Happy Planet. Once upon a time, in a galaxy far away, there was a small colorful planet named Lumina. Lumina was not just like any other planet. It was special because it was the happiest planet in the entire universe. The trees on Lumina danced with the wind. The rivers sang joyful songs. And even the mountains smiled under the warm sun. But it wasn't always this way. A long time ago, Lumina was a sad and gloomy place. The sky was always grey and the stars rarely twinkled. The people of Lumenia, known as Lumerians, were kind-hearted but always seemed to carry a heavy burden on their shoulders. They didn't know why they felt so down, but they just couldn't find a reason to smile. One day, a wise and ancient Lumerian named Elder Glow gathered everyone in the Great Hall of Light. Elder Glow was the oldest Lumerian with a beard made of stardust and eyes that sparkle like the brightest stars. "We have lost our happiness," Elder Glow began in a gentle voice. "But I believe we can find it again. We need to discover what makes our hearts sing and our souls dance," said Elder Glow. The Lumerians were curious. They had forgotten what happiness felt like, but they were eager to learn how to bring it back. Elder Glow gave each Lumerian a small glowing crystal and told them to journey across Lumenia and find the source of true happiness. The first to set out was a young Lumerian named Leela. Leela was always curious and full of questions. She walked to the Forest of Whispers, where the oldest trees lived. These trees had seen the world change over millennia, and Leela hoped they could help her. "Dear trees," Leela called out, "do you know where I can find happiness?" The trees rustled their leaves and whispered, "Happiness is found when you cherish the beauty around you." Leela looked around at the tall, majestic trees, the delicate flowers of their roots, and the sunlight filtering through the leaves. For the first time in a long while, she felt a warmth in her heart. She realized that appreciating the beauty of nature brought a smile to her face. Leela placed her crystal in the forest and It began to glow brighter. Next, a Lumerian named Juno journeyed to the Valley of Echoes, where the mountains could hear each and every sound and repeat it back. Juno loved to sing, but he had stopped because he thought his songs were not good enough. "Valley of Echoes," Juno called, "where can I find happiness?" The mountains echoed back, "Happiness is found when you share your gifts with others." Juno was hesitant, but he decided to sing a song, a simple tune that he remembered from his childhood. As his voice echoed through the valleys, it grew louder and more beautiful. The Lumerians who heard it smiled, and some even joined in. Juno realized that his gift of song brought joy to others. He placed his crystal in the valley, and it too began to shine. Another Lumerian, a kind and gentle soul named Mira, ventured to the River of Reflections. This river was said to show the deepest truth of anyone who looked into the waters. Mira had always been afraid to see her reflection, fearing she would find something she didn't like. "River of Reflections," Mira asked softly, "where can I find happiness?" The river's surface rippled as it replied, "Happiness is found when you love yourself just as you are." Mira hesitated, but she slowly knelt by the river and even looked into its clear waters. She saw herself, her kind eyes, her gentle smile, and the love she had for everyone around her. Mira realized that she was worthy of love, especially her own. Mira smiled and she placed her crystal in the river. It glowed with a soft and warm light. One by one, the Lumerians ventured across Lumenia, each finding a piece of puzzle that was happiness. Some found it in helping others, some in creating beautiful art, and others in spending time with family and friends. Each time a Lumerian discovered what made them truly happy, they placed their glowing crystal in a special place, and the whole planet became a little brighter. When all the Lumerians returned to the Great Hall of Light, Elder Glow was waiting for them. The hall was filled with the warm glow of all the crystals, which now shone like little suns. "You have all found what makes you happy," Elder Glow said with a smile. "But the true magic of happiness is that it grows when shared." "Look around you," said Elder Glow. The Lumerians looked at one another and realized that their happiness was not just in the places they had visited, but in the connections they had with each other. They had learned that happiness was not something to be found, but something to be created together. And so, the planet Lumenia was no longer grey and sad. The skies were bright, the stars twinkled, and the Lumerians were filled with joy. The trees danced more joyfully. The rivers sang even sweeter songs, and the mountains' smile grew wider. Lumenia became known throughout the galaxy as the happiest planet. It wasn't because it was always perfect, but because the Lumerians had learned the secret of happiness. It wasn't in the things or places, but in appreciating life, sharing their gifts, and loving themselves and each other. And so, Lumenia shined brightly in the night sky, a beacon of happiness for all who looked up and dreamed of finding their own piece of joy. And every time someone did, a new star would appear in the sky, twinkling alongside Lumenia, reminding everyone that happiness was always within reach.